Then we start the new Mishnah, the new Perek, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah in the second Perek on Daf Tesvav had categorized the various psulim as far as Avodas HaMikdash is concerned in the four Avodas of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Our Mishnah here at the beginning of the third Perek is going to clarify that even though Shechita is part of the Avodah, nevertheless, the psulim are ksherim for Shechitas HaPesach. And all the psulim that we listed and were enumerated in the previous perek only apply from Kabbalas Hadam and onwards. We're also going to address the issue of the ksherim l'shechita, whether or not these psulim, let's say for example Balmum, who's kosher l'shechita, would passel the carbon with a machshava poselis. The Mishnah is going to also address the din. What is the din of a carbon if one of the psulim was makabel adam or zorik adam? Is the carbon nifsal legamre? Again, the posel is kosher for shechita, but he's posel for zrika. So let's say he was makabel adam, this posel, or he was zorik adam. Does the carbon become completely posel, or is there a possibility of salvaging, of rectifying the carbon by receiving, if there's more dam hanefesh, in the tzavara behema? We're also going to talk about a case of a hefsek, which means al yidei posel, if let's say a kasha was makabel adam, and then he was zorik the dam, but in between, a posel received the dam, and then he gave back to the kohen kosher. Is there psul in the dam, or is it not? So without further ado, the Mishnah says, kol ha-psulim sheshachtu shechitasen ksheira. All those who were listed in the previous perek as being disqualified for the avodas hamizbeach, if they went ahead, any one of them, and they shechted the karbon, shechitasan ksheira. And we're not sure if this means lechatchila we could give it to a posel to shecht, or b'di'evit if he shechted it, then it's kosher. But in any event, the karbon is kosher, even though the shechita was done by a posel. Now, to enumerate that list of psulim who would be posel for the other avodos, me kabbalah v'elech, but they're kosher for shechita, the Mishnah says, number one, zorim, number two, nashim, number three, avodim, we're talking about an eved kenani, number four, we have tmeim, and the Mishnah goes on to say that in the case of shechita, all these above mentioned are ksherim, afilu b'kodshei kodshim, even Teshecht Kodshei Kodshim. Now, why is there a bigger chiddush in Kodshei Kodshim? Apparently, in Kodshei Kodshim, where we're one notch higher as far as the sanctity, the kedusha of the karbon, we might think that maybe a posel would be kosher. And then the Mishnah stipulates one condition: ubilvad shelo yu atmeim nogim bebasa. One of the cases that were listed here is a kohen Tomei, or for that matter, Zar, who did the Shechita. The Mishnah says everything's fine, but just be very careful that he should not come into contact as a Tomei with the Basar, because we cannot be Metami the Basar. If Metami the Basar, then the Karba might become Pasul itself. Now it's interesting, from the language of the Mishnah, you get the impression that if the posel, if the tamei would have an agiyah b'basa, he would be tamei the basa after shechita, nitma basa b'negiyah satamei. It means that before shechita, the behema is alive, and it's not mekabelas tuma. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Oakland Perek Beis. Tosas asks a question here, but tmeim, how could it be that nitma basa, we need one of the seven mashkim to fall on the foodstuff or whatever it is in order for it to be mekabel tumah. And here there was no apparently there was no contact with a mashke. Again, you could argue that dam, since it's one of the seven mashkim, that would be machshir lekabel tuma. And then we're going to assume that the behemoth was hukshir lekabel tuma b'dam hashchita. But nevertheless, there's a gemara psachim on daf chaf that dam kodshim is not machshir lekabel tuma. So Tosfos answers based on the gemara in psachim called chibas hakodesh machshirosam lekabel tuma af below mashke. So we'd have to learn the sugya of chibas hakodesh, and that's going to be machshir to tuma. And therefore, the Mishnah stipulates that the shochet has to be very careful, since he's a tomei, not to have any contact with the basar. The Tur in Yoredeya Siman Aleph writes that avodim mishuchrarim are allowed to shecht l'chatchila, and the Beis Yosef asks pshita. If he's an Eved Meshuchrar, he has the status of Yisrael Chol Dovar. So the Bach points out that from the words of the Tur, we get the impression that an Eved She'eno Meshuchrar should not shecht. And our Mishnah is talking about an Eved Knani, he's not Meshuchrar, it's mashba that he's allowed to shecht, and even L'chatchila, unless we know otherwise. So the Taz offers the following answer. He said, Eved Meshuchrar is not a Yisrael Gomor. And how do we know this? He quotes, of all things, a Medrash. And the Chiddush now in the din of the Tur, says the Taz, is that from the Medrash you derive the conclusion that whenever it says Avadim Stamina Mishnah, it means Avadim Mishukhrarim. And that's the conclusion that you have to derive here, because if we're going to assume that Kol Zman that he's not Meshuchrar, he's not allowed to do the Shechita L'chatchila, meaning he's not a full-fledged Yisrael L'chol Dovar, then the Eved Knani here in this Mishnah, who's allowed to do the Shechita Sakar L'chatchila, is an Eved Knani Meshuchrar. Even though L'chatchila we don't give him to Shech because he doesn't have a full-fledged status as a Yisrael, nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling us, according to the Tur, that an Eved Meshuchrar is allowed to shecht l'chatchila. And that's a gevaldig chiddush, because he doesn't have a full-fledged status of a Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah mentions Noshim, and the status of Noshim in Shechita is that they are ksheros l'shechita. And that's true for Chulin and for Kodshim, since although their status is equal to that of a Zar, nevertheless, a Zar is Kosher Shechita, so an Isha is Ksher L'Shechita. The only problem we have is if the status of an Isha is equivalent to that of a Zar, then why does the Mishnah list Zorim and Noshim as two separate categories, implying that an Isha doesn't have the status of a Zar? And that touches on a much more fundamental, wide-ranging issue about a Bas Kohen, whether she has certain dinim of Kedusha. The Pasuk of Vayikra at the beginning says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, Chazal derive, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. And that means that a woman is excluded from, for example, smicha v'karbanos. So what's exactly the status of an Isha l'karban? She certainly is Kshera l'shchita. And you would have thought, and that's the problem I want to leave right now, but that's the question of why the Mishnah had to add Isha once it says Zorim Ksherim. What's the Kiddush here of Isha? Why did the Mishnah feel compelled to add Isha? I mean, she's certainly not worse than a Zar. In any event, let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Lefichach, in other words, since all these psulim are ksherim l'shchita, therefore, they are capable of what we call a machshava poseles, heim poslim v'machshava. In other words, let's say they have a machshava of chutzim zmano, chutzim komo, all the various machshavos, shalol l'shma, that would apply to the posel as well as to the kosher. because the pasul is kosher l'shchita. So if at the time of the shchita he had a machsheves pigul, then there would be a psul in the karban, because they are considered ru'uyim la'avodazu, and therefore their machshavos qualify as a machshava poselis, the pasul the karban. Now we go on in the Mishnah, and we're up on the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Kulan Shekibus Adam. In all the cases above of Psulim, and the Mishnah has already clarified that in Shechita they are capable of Machshava Poseles. However, what happens from Kabbalas Adam and onwards? There, the Posel obviously passes the Karban. So the Mishnah says, "V'kulon shekibu es adam chutz l'zmano," or alternatively, "chutz l'mkomo." So we have now a situation where the kabbalas adam was posel because it was a psul, and you might think that in such a case, finito, close shop, the carbon is posel and there's nothing to talk about. No. We're just passing the Kabbalah Saddam. That's not a Kabbalah Kshera, but the Karban per se is still kosher. So the Mishnah says, "My nafkemina says in yesh dam hanefesh yachzor hakosher v'yikabel." If there's still dam hanefesh, which is the dam that is kosher l'zrika, and there's still such dam to be had, then let a Kohen kosher this time be makabel the dam bekashrus, and then do a zrika al gavim mizbech, and then be machshir the karbon as if nothing happened. And that's exactly the Mishnah's perspective here, that you would think that maybe since the apostle did the kabbalas adam, that would passel the karbon in a positive sense. No, it's just like a zero. It's the absence of a kabbalah. If there's still dam, then fine, we'll be makabel that dam. Now the Mishnah adds here in this clause that the posel, when he was makabel adam, he had a machshava of chutzim zmano, chutzim komo. I would suggest that that's an extra chidush. Then the Mishnah wants to tell us even more, namely that you would think, all right, the posel was makabel adam, that's bad enough, but worse, he had a machshava at the time of the kabbal sadam, chutzim komo, chutzim zmano. The karban should be completely out of commission, because now it became a karban posel. So the fact that the posel himself was makabel adam, okay, that the Torah says is not enough to posel the karban. But if you're talking about a machsheves chutzim zmano chutzim komo, that's already a more severe violation. Kamashmal, the Mishnah tells us that no, even though he was makabel adam with the machshava of chutzim zmano chutzim komo, that doesn't register at all. The karban still remains kosher. It's in limbo, of course, because we need dam. But if there's still dam to be offered, then you can rectify the situation, salvage, and be machshir the karban. Now the Mishnah wants to clarify the din of hefsek. What do I mean by hefsek? Kibal akosher v'nasa l'posel v'yachzir l'akosher. We're talking about a kind of a ping pong game here. The kosher was makabel adam, but he handed it over to a posel, and that should create a kind of a hefsek, because now what happens? The posel gave it back to the kosher. So now we're back to square one, because we have reinstated, so to speak, the original Kabbalas Adam al Yidei Kosher. Why? Because the posel who receives the dam from the kosher, he passed it on to either the original Kohen or to another Kohen. So, but some Kohen is kosher, and he's the middleman now. He, the posel, received the dam in his hands, or obviously in a kli, but he's holding on to it, and then he's going to give it back to a kosher. What's the status of the dam? Is it posel? Is the carbon posel or not? So the Mishnah says, Kibel hakosher v'nosan l'posul, yachzir, yachzir l'kosher. You and I would have thought that since the dam is in the hands of a posul, that should posul the dam, and then there's nothing to do to salvage the situation. No, the dam is not posul. All we need is to get the dam over to a kosher, and then the kosher can be zorik the dam. The same thing applies, says the Mishnah, kibel b'yamino, v'nasan l'smolo, kibel b'kli kodesh, v'nasan l'kli chol, yachzir l'kli kodesh. So in all these cases, there's no psul in the karbon. It's just the absence of something positive. For example, in the case of Nasan, Kibel b'yimino, v'nasan b'smolo, what you have here is a Kabbalah b'psul, because you have to be a Kabbalah dam with your right hand. And now, he passed it from his right hand over to his left hand, and Yad Smol is psul avoda. The Mishnah wants to be chadish that the dam is not posul, and therefore just yachzir yamino, he should pass it back to his right hand in order to do the avoda. So number one, we have a case where after the kabbalah sadam on the part of the kosher, it was handed over to a posul, but the posul gave it back to the kosher, and the kosher now does the zrika sadam. That's okay, because the fact that the posul was holding on to the klisharis with the dominant, that doesn't posul the karbon. And then the Mishnah says, Kibel b'kli kodesh v'nasan l'kli chol, yachzir l'kli chodesh. The dam has to be received, has to be collected in a kli shares. Here, after collecting the dam in a kli shares, we're ready for Zrika, but he poured out the dam into a kli chol. Once again, this is not considered a psul in the dam, but rather he just pours it right back into the Kli Kodesh, and he could go ahead and be Zorik the Dam, the carbon is kosher. And finally, the last case on this list is Nishpach min HaKli ala Ritzpa. After the Kabbalah Sadam in the Kli Shores, it spilled onto the floor of Asofo, and now he collects the Dam from the Ritzpa, is kosher. There is a case, however, where the Dam is Nifsal because of Nishpach. That's where the dam went straight from the Tzavara Behemah down to the Ritzpah. But here's a case where first there was a Kabbalah, and once the dam has been collected in the Kli Shores, it's sort of like protected. If it goes down to the Ritzpah, and again, we just got to make sure we get it back into the Kli in order to do the Zrika. Yachzir l'Kli Kodesh, and then that's fine. Then the Mishnah goes on to discuss the din of a zrikas hadam al yedei posul. Nisono, if the zrikas hadam was done by one of the psulim al gabi akevesh, and there's no valid zrika on the kevesh, on the ramp, or alternatively shelo keneged yisod, that too is an invalid zrika, and the only time the zrika mikshera is if it was on the mizbeach keneged hayisod. Then we have the case of nosan es hanitonim lemata lemala es hanitonim lemala lemata. We've discussed this way back, that if the zrika has to be in a certain place depending on which carbon it is, and he switched the place instead of doing the Zrika below the Chut HaSikra, which he was meant to do in this case of Nizrakim Lamata, he was Zorik the Dam Lamala above the Chut HaSikra, or the vice versa. Esanitonim Bifnim, Bachutz, Esanitonim Bachutz, Bifnim. Certain cases, the Mizbeach that's designated for the Karbon is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Dam has to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and in other karbonos, virtually most of the karbonos, the dam has to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach Achitzoni, on the Mizbeach Pachutz, but he switched it around. The answer is, in all these cases, the dam is not possible, meaning this dam might be possible, but the carbon is not possible, and therefore, in Yesh dam ha-nefesh yachzor ha-kosher v'yikabel. Notice, if the Zrika was an improper Zrika, and he needs another Zrika, that's fine. The carbon itself is not possible, and therefore, the potential exists to salvage the carbon by finding more dam. Again, it's got to be live dam in ha-nefesh, and doing the Zrika with that dam. The Gemara asks a question, a stira from our Mishnah to a Braisa. The Mishnah seems to indicate that the psulim sheshachtan, meaning b'di'evet, if they went ahead and they did the shechita in, then the carbon is kosher. But l'chatchila, lo, that if all things are equal, there's no allowance to appoint the kohen posel to do the shechita. Because the Gemara is being medayik in the language of the Mishnah, it says kol psulim shochtim, and the language of the Mishnah indicates that. I'm sorry, the Mishnah doesn't say kol psulim shochtim. It says kol psulim sheshochtu shchitasim ksheira. They went ahead and they did the shchita. If the Mishnah was of the opinion that lechatchila you could send the apostle to do the shchita, it should have said kol psulim shochtim, let them go ahead and do the shechita. Having said that, in our Mishnah, Reminu, I'll show you a brisa that contradicts that conclusion. The brisa says that the source of the din in the Torah of shechita ksheira v'psulim is the following. It says with regard to a karban ola v'shachat es ben ha-bokar lifnei Hashem, Shchitasa bizar kshera, shashchita kshera bizarim ubinashim ubavodim tmeim vafilu bekodshe kodshe. So at this point, the Braisa presents a conclusion, a definite premise that we can derive from a pasuk by Ola that with regard to shchita, the zar and his shchita is kshera. And it doesn't say v'shachat ha-kohen, and shchita is ksher bizar. And this applies, by the way, even to kodshe kodshe. So the Braisa says the following: Oh Eino, perhaps you might argue against my premise, and this pasuk is not talking about zarim, about a zar, and implying that a zar is kosher for avoda, for shkita, ela bikarnim. We're talking about the karnim themselves. Rice is being mefaltel. How do I see in this pasuk of a shachat that shkita is ksheira bizar? Maybe the pasuk is referring to a kohen and not to a zar. Amarta, in other words, can you say the following, that the word v'shachat here is talking about a kohen? How are you going to derive, from whence are you going to derive the conclusion that you need a kohen? The Braisa, and for that matter the Torah itself, doesn't mention the word kohen in the context of shechita. How do you know? Why would you say, let's interpret the pasuk as referring to a kohen? Elo, what are you going to say? Let's derive it from michlal. Because of a pasuk, and this is elsewhere, that has a klal. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'yatov v'anecha itcha tishmeru es kuhunaschem l'chol dvar hamizbeach. And what is this pasuk telling us? It's teaching us that the avodas hamizbeach has to be dafka b'kon, meinu k'sher el b'kon. And therefore, if that be the case, yochalaf b'shchita, why not apply that principle to the first of the four avodas to shchita, and then a kohen would be absolutely necessary? Talmud Lomar. So the Braisa says that we derive from another drasha. We're in Vayikra Perek Aleph, and there it says v'shachat es ben ha-bokar lifnei Hashem v'krivu v'gomer. So this pasuk says v'shachat v'chule, and it's referring to b'nei Aaron akonim es adam. It says v'krivu b'nei Aaron akonim es adam. The word v'krivu is a reference to kabbalas adam, and this we know from the Gemara back on Daf Dalet. So if the Torah now is describing a case of v'krivu adam, that the dam should now be received by a Kohen, by B'nai Aaron, and that means that the Torah separated the beginning of this Pasuk from the end of the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk is speaking about the Shechita, and there Kohenim, B'nai Aaron are not mentioned. But when you get to the end of the Pasuk, which is V'krivu, and that part of the Pasuk is talking about Kabbalah Saddam, there the Torah spells out that you need B'nai Aaron a Kohenim. And when it says Kabbalah, it means, as the Gemara says right now in the name of the Braisa, Kabbalah V'Elech. From the Avod of Kabbalah and on, all the Avodos require Kahuna. But since Kahuna is not mentioned at the beginning of the Pasuk with regard to Shechita, but only at the end of the Pasuk with regard to Kabbalah Saddam, is Limeid HaKosav Al HaShechita Shekshayr B'chol Adam. In other words, since it's clear in the Braisa that the Torah did not require kahuna b'shchita, that's what the diuk of this price is all about, then it means afilu b'dieved. Afilu chatchila. In other words, the language of limeid al hashchita shekshera b'chol adam sounds like a chatchila language. Whereas we were medayik in our Mishnah that the Tzar is kosher for shechita only b'dieved. So the Gemara answers, "Hu adin afilu l'chatchila nami." It's true that even l'chatchila a posel is allowed to shech the karba, and that's mutl l'chatchila. But umishum de kaboy l'misne tmeim to l'chatchila lo. But because on this list we have the case of a Tomei, and that's one of the cases listed here amongst the Psulim, and Tmeim is L'chatchila lo yishritu. They shouldn't be given, apparently, the Chalef knife, L'chatchila, to go ahead and shech the Karban. So basically the Torah doesn't require a Kohen for Shechita, according to this Braisa. Even L'chatchila, the Tzar could do the Shechita. And our Mishnah says that if the Tzar went ahead and did the Shechita, then b'dieved Shechita k'shera b'zara, or b'psula. So the Gemara answers that the only reason why our Mishnah use the terminology of b'dieved is because the Mishnah includes on its list the case of Tmeim. And l'chatchila nechinami, a Tomei should not do the Shechita, and that's exerid rabbanu by Tomei, because they're afraid shema yiga b'basar, that maybe inadvertently the Kohen would touch the basar, and he might be metami the basar. Therefore, Tana, the Mishnah used the language of b'dieved sheshachtu. So it comes out like this, that really with regard to all the psulim, they're ksherim l'chatchila even to do the shechita. The exception to that rule is the tamei, and l'chatchila he should be enjoined from doing the shechita. We're afraid he might touch the basar. He might be metami the basar and pasal it, and that's not a good thing. But with regard to all the other tmeim, all the other psulim is even l'chatchila, they can do the shechita. So the Gemara is not happy with this. V'tomei di'eved shapir domi? Are you going to tell me that if a tomei shechted the carbon, that di'eved the carbon is kosher? V'raminu, I have a kasha from the Braisa. The Braisa is analyzing what it says at the beginning of Vayikra. V'somach yodo al gosh ha'ola v'nirtzalo l'chaper olov. So it says v'somach And then immediately following, the Torah says, "V'shachad es ben abakar." And these two dinim are written b'smichus, that we should learn from this hekesh, mas smicha b'tahorim, af shchita b'tahorim. And it would seem from this braisa that's darshening v'samach, and then it says v'shachat, that we should learn, just like smicha, you have to have tahorim, so to shchita you have to have tahorim. So the braisa is deriving from this drasha, that from this pasuk, the tamei is l'chatchila pasul shchita. In other words, even though a pasul, let's say a zar, is kashul shchita, but in the case of a tamei, because we have this hekesh to smicha, which is only ksheira v'tahorim, so we're going to say that even shchita, which is written in the pasuk right next to smicha, also requires kohanim tahorim, to the exclusion of a tameh. So all the other psulim other than tameh don't apply to shchita, but the case of tameh in shchita, it does apply. Which would mean that the tameh pasuls, he's completely pasul to shecht, and this is d'oraisa halacha. So therefore, b'di'eved, what are we going to say? Is he pasul? Yeah. Because we're saying he's completely disqualified insofar as the fact that he's a tamei. So now we have a strange situation here, because we just finished saying that the reason why our Mishnah uses the b'di'eved term is because it's referring to tamei. But now we're saying in the braisa that tamei is completely excluded. He's pasul lagamrei. It's not like our Mishnah that says b'di'eved the shechita of a tamei is kshera. So the Gemara answers that in truth, a tamei is not possible for shechita midaraisa. But rather, l'chatchil lo yishchitu, why shouldn't the tamei do the shechita l'chatchil? Because midrabanan, the Chazal were afraid, shema yiga b'basar. So therefore this drasha that the braisa darshened is not really a drasha gemura, it's only an asmachta. Means that the Gemara thought initially that this drasha, which is formulated here in the Braisa, based on a hekesh between shchita and smicha, is that you require a tahor and a tameh is possible with the Raisa. This drasha is a drasha gemura. Now the Gemara is suggesting, no, but Rabbanan, it's really only an asmachta, this drasha. On a deraisa level, even a tameh, his shchita is a shchita kshera, and the korban is kosher. That's on a deraisa level. The Rabbanan, because we're afraid that he might be mitami lebasar, we're not going to allow him to do the shchita. And getting back to our Mishnah now, the Mishnah speaks about b'di'eved simply because the Mishnah is covering and enumerating even a tummy in the list, and a tummy is not l'chatchil allowed to shef because of this gzeiras chachamim d'rabbanan. And if you want to be masmich this drasha, this din of tamei l'chatchila to a pasuk, here's the excellent pasuk, here's your choice. V'shachat es ben abakar, and afterwards the Torah speaks about smicha, or I should say actually before it, the first pasuk of the two is v'samach yado, and l'chatchila we require a tahar. Now the Gemara goes back to this hekesh between shchita b'tahorim and smicha. Maishna smicha. Why is smicha different? That it was posha to the Tana. He didn't even question the premise that smicha requires tahorim. And a tummy is excluded from smicha da'oraisa. The answer is because the chsiv, it says by smicha, v'samach yada rosh ha'ola. And then it says, lifnei Hashem. In other words, in the Azara, Tommy's not allowed to stand in the Azara, so therefore there's no way he can do smicha, and therefore it makes logical sense to assume that when the Torah is talking about smicha, it's talking about smicha b'tahorim and not a Tommy. Now if that be the case, we have a difficulty here, because if the Lifnei Hashem is going to teach me that you require Azara, which excludes a Tommy, then even in the case of Shechita, we should assume that since in Shechita Nami Haksiv Lifnei Hashem, then Lifnei Hashem, to the same extent that it teaches us that Smicha requires a Kohen in the Azara, so too Lifnei Hashem by Shechita should also generate a requirement of a Kohen who's Tahar and he's in the Azara and a Tomei is completely possible. This should be a Doraisa Halacha. And not only that, it would seem that you don't even need a Hekesh to Smicha. Once you have the Halacha of Lifnei Hashem that tells you it's got to be in the Azara and Tmeim are excluded, then I could apply that same principle to the case of Shechita. It also says Lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara answers that in Shechita, we're not going to exclude a Tomei because of Lifnei Hashem. Why? Because Efshar di Ovid Sakin Arucha. It's very possible for a Kohen who's Tomei to do the Shechita even though he's not in the Azara. So imagine the Torah enjoins the Tomei from going into the Azara. The Kohen somehow, although he's required to do Shechita in the Azara, can find a way in which he does the Shechita without the Tumah, without taking his body into the Azara. See, he's standing outside of the Azara. And the answer to this question is that if he has a long Shechita knife, as the Gemara calls it, a Sakin Aruka, then he could Shecht Lifnei Hashem. He could Shecht in the Azara, meaning he himself physically is not in the Azara, but the Sakin is Shechting in the Azara. So the Shechita was Lifnei Hashem without having him violating the Iser of a Tomei to go into the Azara. Now the Gemara now wants to know, well, why can't you pull off the same shtick, the same possibility by Smicha? Why do you have this absolute exclusion of a Tomei from Smicha? Efshe demayel yadei v'samich. Maybe he could be somech by standing outside the Azara, but stretching his arms out into the Azara and doing the smicha in the Azara, whereas he, as a Tomei, has not entered into the Azara to violate Tumah. So how do we therefore know to exclude a Tomei from smicha? So Gemara answers, Kasova, the Tana of the Braisa holds that Bia b'miktas, Shma Bia. Which means that even if it's not called Gufo that entered into the Azara, but part of his body went into the Azara, his hands were stretched into the Azara in order to accomplish the smicha. So then it comes out now that according to the Gemara, if bia b'miktas shmei bia, then as far as smicha is concerned, he's not going to be able to pull off the smicha that requires azara. But as far as shechita is concerned, he can stand completely outside the azara and shecht with his sakin aruka, with his long knife. So the Gemara brings now a different gears in the Brais. Rav Chizda Masne Ibcha, Rav Chizda has this Brais of the Drasha, just the opposite. V'samach v'shachat, mashchita b'tahorim af smicha b'tahorim. Just like shchita's kshera, only with the tahar, is so too, smicha is kshera only with tahorim. So now the Hekish is from Smicha to Shechita. And the din that we're going to learn out is Smicha from Shechita. Maishna, why is Shechita different? That the Tana holds that it's Kshera only b'tahorim, And that's because Tichsiv Lifnei Hashem, and therefore Talmi cannot go into the Azara, and therefore he's disqualified from Shechita. Smicha Nami, the same thing should apply to Smicha, Tichsiv Lifnei Hashem, and it's going to teach me that you require a Tahar for Smicha. So once again, we're left in the dark as to why we need a Hekesh. So now we're on the top of Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. And the Gemara answers that we cannot derive from this Pasuk that a Tami cannot do the Smicha, meaning without the Hekesh, because Efsha Dema'ayil Yadei V'Samech, the Tame could stand outside the Azara, put his hands inside and do the Smicha. And our Torah and Tana holds that Bia B'miktsas Lavshme Bia. So therefore he's not in violation of the Iser Chamur of entering into a area of the Azara. So he could do the Smicha without standing in the Azara and violating the Iser of the Iser Chomer of a Tommy going into the Azara. So the Gemara says again, the old question, Shechita Nami, we won't be able to learn the din of the psul of a Tommy in Shechita, because Efshad Yavid Sakin Aruka V'Shachit. So how do we get out of this dilemma over here? Because since you're telling me by smicha, it's efshar demi'ayil yodei v'samich, we should apply the same logic to shechita as efshar diyav v'sakin aruka v'shachet. So the more answers, ha'mani shimon ha'teimonehi. This braisa reflects the shita of Shimon ha'teimone. And what does he maintain? The sanya we learned in the braisa, the Tanakhama says, when the Torah says at the beginning of Ayikra v'shachat is ben abakal lifnei Hashem, we can derive from this v'lo ha-shochet lifnei Hashem that a shochet doesn't have to stand in the Azara, because dafka ben bakar has to be lifnei Hashem, but there's no mention, meaning lifnei Hashem again is in the Azara, there's no mention of the shochet. Then we have Shimon HaTeimoni, and he disagrees with the Tana of the Braisa, the Tana Kama, and he holds Minayin Sheyu Yodov Shel Shochet Lifnim Min HaNishchat. In other words, the arm of the Kohen when he's shechting the animal has to be in the Azara. Talmud lom v'shochet es ben ha-bokar lifnei Hashem. Shochet es ben ha-bokar yehei lifnei Hashem. So v'shochet, that it says in this pasuk, and it has to be lifnei Hashem, it doesn't mean the ma'isa shechita, it means the Adam ha-shochet yeh lifnei Hashem. Let's review that according to the original girsa presented here in the braisa, the hekesh between smicha and shechita is necessary because the braisa is of the opinion that bia b'miktsas shmei bia, and that's a problem for a tameh, even if part of his body goes into the azara. And therefore, there's a difference here between smicha and shechita. In the case of smicha, by definition, he's going to violate bia, and come, at least his hands will enter into the Azor, and he's a Tomei, and that's forbidden. So therefore we can understand very well why Lifnei Hashem means that this is an exclusion of Smicha in the case of a Tomei. But in contrast, the case of Shechita, where he can stand completely outside the Azor without even putting his hands in the Azor because he has a long sakin, I would not be able to derive from Lifnei Hashem that there's a problem here of a Tomei going into the Azara. He can achieve the Shechita without going into the Azara, with a Sakin Aruka. And for that reason, we need the Braisa. That justifies, and that's the end of this whole problem that the Gemara raised. Why did the Braisa need the Smicha Saparshios here, the Hekesh between Smicha and Shechita, if Lifnei Hashem is enough to derive that you require a Tahar? Then Rav Chisda has another girsa, the opposite girsa of the drasha, and he has a drasha in which shechita is pasul b'tameh, and that's going to teach us about smicha. Now, why would I think, if not for this drasha, that shechita is pasul? And if you're going to say it's because of lifnei Hashem, then why not apply the same logic to smicha? It also says lifnei Hashem. Once again, why do you need the hekesh between, you know, where we're going to go back from smicha back to shechita? And the Gemara again gives the same distinction, that in the case of smicha, you might have thought that he can stand bachutz and he can put his hands in to the azara to do the smicha. And this Tana holds bia b'mikzas lav shmei bia. So since he can accomplish the smicha without violating the iser of going into the azara, therefore the lifnei Hashem itself would not be enough to exclude smicha v'tamei, and that's why I need the hekesh to shechita. So Gemara asks, I don't get it. Shechita also you can do with a sakin arucha, and if it's a long sakin, the tamei can stand outside of the azar and he shechts it with a sakin arucha. So the Gemara answers that this b'raisa reflects the shita of Shimon Hatimni, who argues with the Tanakama. The Tanakama derives from the pasuk v'shochat as ben abak lifnei Hashem, that it implies v'lo ashochet lifnei Hashem, that the carbon has to be, the behema has to be lifnei Hashem, but not the shochet. The shochet doesn't have to stand in the azara. And this is medayik for the lashon pasuk, because the pasuk says that the ben abakar has to be lifnei Hashem in the azara, but not the shochet. But that's according to Tanakama. But Shimon HaTimni disagrees, and he holds minayin shehei yadav shel shochet lifnim min anishkad, which means that even the hands of the shochet have to enter into the azara. The azara requirement of lifnei Hashem is not limited to the ben bakar, but applies even to the shochet. Tamid lomar v'shochat es ben abakar lifnei Hashem. And this means the shochet of the ben abakar yehei lifnei Hashem. So the word v'shochat is going on that the lifnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem refers to the shochet. The shochet has to be in the azara, and since the shochet has to be in the azara, it has to be lifnei Hashem. The shochet himself has to be lifnei Hashem. Therefore, clearly, the shechit is kshera only b'tor and not b'tomi, because he has to go lifnei Hashem, and that's the requirement of shechita, that the shechita itself has to be lifnei Hashem, with the shochet himself being in the azor, and that's impossible in the case of a tameh. And it would seem therefore that according to Shimon HaTimni, this psul of a tameh is the oraisa, and therefore he's arguing with the din in our Mishnah that lists tameh as one who shechita, at least for the Eved, is a shechita ksheira. And the Gemara answered that was only because the psul of a tameh is only derabbanan, but here Shimon HaTimni is of the opinion that it's a psul d'oraisa. And this is where we're going to stop for now. And Mirtz Shem will pick us up in the next shiur. We'll start with Omar Ula, which is about how many lines down from the top of the page. It's just right there on the top of the Omar, about 7 lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 lines down from the top of the page. I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a good Shabbos.